Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. So today I want to talk about Instagram because majority of my clients are on Instagram. So before we dive into this, if you're not on Instagram, I'd like you to still listen to this, not to convince you to get onto the platform or to start a new platform, because you know how I feel about that. And if you don't, then read any of my content. Basically, this isn't about any one platform being the best place to build your business. You can build your business on any platform. Most people repurpose their content anyway. It isn't the platform that creates success. But if you are on Instagram, I see lots of coaches who really struggle with their relationship and dynamic with the platform. And they put a lot of emphasis on learning the platform, the algorithm, watching like Instagram experts and content creators who teach you about content creation. And it becomes a full-time job in and of itself if you're not careful. And one of the things I really steer my clients towards when it comes to signing clients and growing their business is that you don't want to become a content creator and you don't want to become an influencer and you don't want to become so obsessed with learning a platform that your business becomes the platform, because you don't own the platform, you don't get to keep the platform, you have no control over the platform. So you need to be bigger than the platform. Your creation and your content creation and the way that you connect with your audience needs to be bigger than the platform. So while this isn't about Instagram in and of itself, if you're on it, then great. Obviously, like relate it to the fact that your primary account is likely to be Instagram. But if you're not on Instagram, take the teachings of this and apply this to wherever it is that you promote your business, whether that's in person, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, emails, whatever it is that you do. So I've had from a number of different coaches recently the question around, do I start a new account? How do I make it work? Should I just do reels? Should I start doing carousels? I need to upgrade my branding. Like lots of questions around all of these things that can come up when you focus on how do I make my Instagram more effective? But you're asking the wrong question. You need to be asking yourself, how can I actually build more relationships and connections with my potential clients? When you look at it from that angle, you become less focused on the platform and more focused on how do I actually build connection? So when you have a dead Instagram, or you feel like there's just barely a pulse of life going on with your Instagram account, or frankly, any account or even your business, the trick to bringing something to life that's dead or dying is to give it life, is to breathe life into it. It isn't about what you do. It's about actually being present with it and bringing life into it. So what I mean by that is, where is the life in your business right now? Where is your connection to your offer? Do you even have an offer? Where is your connection to the problem that you solve for your clients? Are you more focused on your Instagram account, the platform, the algorithm, the fact that your content is being pushed out? Or are you asking yourself, how can I connect more? How can I serve more? How can I be more in connection to the people who I want to connect to? How can I breathe life into the things that I know to be true? How can I bring life into the experience that I have, the skills that I want to share with people, the coaching that I want to be able to give people? How can I give life to that and then approach my marketing, my content creation, my various platforms from that perspective? It's like looking at the vehicle and wondering why the road trip is bad because the paint is scuffed on the door, versus actually thinking, okay, who am I being as the passenger in the car on the journey? am I bringing life to this road trip? Am I being a good time? Am I being the life of the party? Am I actually enticing people to come on a road trip with me? Or is the car in the garage and I'm stressing about the color of the car and the paint and how scuffed it is, wondering why nobody wants to go on a road trip with me? This is a terrible analogy. I literally just made that up. But the idea here is that if you feel like your social media is dead, if you feel like your Instagram is dead, if you feel like nobody's responding to you, if you feel like there's no life in your business, then you need to give it life. You need to bring life to it. So ponder that for a second. Ask yourself the questions like, am I actually being present with my marketing? Am I putting life into what I say, what I do? Or when I create, am I creating from a place of, oh, I don't know what to say? And you're just trying to like pull words together and try and make a post versus connecting to your client, thinking about what they're experiencing, having experiences in your day and going, I'm inspired by this. That was a really good idea. And I know that that relates to my clients because this is something that they're always talking about and that they struggle with and that I've overcome. And so maybe that's a story I could tell. And that's something that I could communicate in my message. That is alive. When you focus on the messages it wants to come through, that naturally transmits into the post or the reel or the carousel or the story or the live. And you end up focusing less on the like the aesthetics, the materialness of it versus the joy of expression and connection and releasing it to your people in the energy of, I felt compelled to share this. And I know this is my truth and I've done my work for the day and I get to be satisfied with that and complete with that. And I get to release it. And then I get to go on with my day knowing I get to do the same tomorrow. This is the shift. Focus less on the platform in and of itself and focus more on bringing the aliveness and the life into your business, into your message, into your connection with your people. And notice how that brings your platforms, your Instagram, your social media to life. Okay, I hope that was useful. If you want to know more about working with me or taking your business to the next level, then drop me a DM and we can discuss options for working together. But for now, enjoy and I'll see you in the next episode.